해와가 아담 가정에서 타락한 것을 목격하게 됐습니다.
Sorry for the story of restoration of Eve had been a very long time. And the person that discovered this was a true father. So in the Bible, all the very centered figures, until Jesus came about, these are the centered figures that came about until Jesus' time. So for Jesus to come, for the Messiah to come, they have to everything that Eve lost due to the fall has got to be go the reverse course for three generations. That's why the Abraham and Sarah, they won the first part. Then in the second generation was Isaac and Abraham, and the third generation was Judah and Tamar. It was through this success and victories, then there was Zechariah and Mary that came about. The Christians, Zacharias, how could Zacharias become the father of Jesus? If you ask this to a Christian, how could he become the father of Jesus? Is it because the true father said it that you believe it? I had to go to the different places as well to talk about this. And when I spoke to Muslim areas, I looked at all the charts of the lineages. It was very interesting. And to the Muslims, do you think Jesus, Zacharias could be the father of Jesus? I was. It was there. For them, yes. And but for the Muslim, for the Muslims, they show and prove it. But the Christians are hiding it. So, because they want to make it look like it was a spiritual person that came about, because it was the Holy Spirit that gave that made Jesus come about. They are hiding the Father of Jesus to create that story. So, how could Zacharias become the father of Jesus? There are two reasons why. Just like you heard up to now, they have to go through the reverse comb, and then they to be able to make the found to be able to create the restoration, and through the three generations before Zacharias could come about as the father of Jesus. So watch this carefully. Zacharias was in the position of Adam, and Mary was in the position of Eve, and Lucifer, you can see Joseph was in the position of Lucifer here. So Eve or Mary, so when Adam and Eve had been fiancé, the person that took away the fiancé of Adam was Lucifer. So if we have to make the restoration, the reverse course, so the person that is in the position of Lucifer, Joseph, when they're in fiancé relationship with Maria, who was in the position of Eve, Adam, the original Adam, has to take away Eve from the Lucifer, which was Mary. So that's everything that was taken away, because it was taken away during the time of fiancé. Eve was taken during the time of fiancé, so Mary as well will be taken during that time and given back to God through Zechariah. Do you understand? Does that make sense? So exactly, you can see that's exactly the opposite, the reverse course, the providence of restoration in a reverse way. So of course, here you see it's Joseph and Mary, yeah? in these two positions, Joseph and Mary. They are like fiancé. And then Mary, for 3 months, she goes to Zachariah's house, who is in the position of Adam. So then this engagement time, Mary goes to Adam, and then becomes pregnant during that time. Do you understand? I know that those people don't answer. This means they don't understand. They don't know. Do you understand? So if you understand, then I don't need to repeat myself, and then I know you have understood, and we can. Because it's quite important. That's why. So please answer. So that's the first thing, and then Zacharias. The another thing to prove that Zachariah was the father of Jesus is that during 3 months, in the Bible we can see that as well. In they went to Maria was in Zachariah's house. So of course, Mary was engaged to Joseph, but she was not pregnant at that time. So she was not also, she had never also had relationship with Joseph at that time. She was not, she was a virgin. And she went to Zachariah's house and became pregnant. And then, so the place where she became pregnant was not a time when Joseph was not a place where Joseph was. It was only a place where only Zachariah was, the only man there was Zachariah. Do you understand? So these are the two reasons. These are the two proof that Zachariah is the father of Jesus. So after when they went there for 3 months, what happened? And then when Maria went there, was Zachariah married or not at that time? Yes, he was married. What was the name of his wife? Elizabeth. Was she pregnant or not? And who was the child in her womb? She was pregnant. And how then could Elizabeth leave Maria to her husband? How could she give her little sister? So this is something that the true fathers explained because he saw it spiritually. So God appeared to that Elizabeth when she was pregnant and said, please give this lady to your husband, because the child that will be born out of this relationship would be my son. So then Elizabeth, of course, could allow that to happen because she had that revelation spiritually. So Maria had a relationship, of course, with Zachariah. And then this child that was in her womb, who was it? Jesus Christ. So then who was what's the relationship between Jesus and John the Baptist then? It's just they have different mothers but the same dad. But so they are brothers but with different moms. So let's look at the next piece. Press next, we can see. So it was Jesus and John the Baptist. So of course, at this point, Jesus and John the Baptist have to do elder sonship relationship, and then Maria have to do the mother son relationship. They have to succeed in that. And Maria, Joseph is in the position of Satan, and then Maria has to actually break ties with Satan, and then have a relationship with God. And then she can succeed in the restoring Eve. She succeeded at that, yeah? Because she broke ties with Joseph. So that's the restoration of Eve. So of course she went, she listened to God, and she went to Zachariah's house. But of course she succeeded in the restoring Eve at that time. But what about Jesus and John the Baptist? Did she help them to have eldersonship, to succeed in eldersonship, right? Or have mother-son cooperation? Did she succeed? No. She couldn't. That's the problem. Why did she not succeed? If we, according to True Father's word, this Maria, after she made a relationship with Zachariah, she was already pregnant with, she should have been happy that she got the child, she was pregnant with Jesus already. And then she should have now taken care of her big sister Elizabeth and be nice to her. Because Elizabeth is also a lady. She also had a light sexual relationship. So she was already pregnant for 6 months. But then, but it had been, we don't even know how long it had been. They hadn't had sexual relationship between her and her husband. She let her small sister take Zachariah because she had a revelation. But once she was pregnant, she should have now been happy with that, and you know. But Zachariah, obviously, he saw this young girl, and then he just enjoyed it because it was a young, nice girl, and he didn't go to his original wife anymore after this. He just kept enjoying his time with Mary. So then, of course, one day, Elizabeth went to the house and told to Zachariah that lady, Mary, so it's not, you have to send her away. I let her be with you because of my revelation, and I could let that happen. But Mary, after she got pregnant, of course, after she was pregnant, she should have now let, you know, the normal couple life of Mary, of Zachariah and Elizabeth happen. She should have.
She should have let Zachariah go to
So of course, because of that, the relationship between Zachariah and Elizabeth started going away. They were not close anymore. So Maria was then sent, chased away. So who is Zachariah to people? He was someone that even the king, when there's a problem, he would come and take advice from him. He was that kind of person. Everyone would come to him. Why? Why do you think God chose Zachariah? Because at that time, the law was listening to him. Anything he did, he was someone that anything he did, he would be trusted. He was no one else had so much power as him in Israel at that time. So of course, Maria and Zachariah came together. They have Jesus, and then after that, Jesus was born and raised in the house of Zachariah. Then based on this foundation, people will believe him. But he was sent away. Maria was sent away. So where did she go when she was sent away? Where did she go? She went back to the person that she was engaged to, who is in the position of Satan. Normally, she shouldn't have had a relationship with Joseph anymore. But because she was already in a restored position of Eve, but then because she had a relationship with Joseph, she fell back to the position of fallen Eve. And then of course, everyone understood that Jesus was a... So then you can see that they even had children after that. Even if you look at the Bible, he had four children more. If you look even further, he had four brothers and six sisters. Because when the Holy Spirit came into Maria, she was in the position of restored Eve. But when she left the Holy Spirit, she came back and to the position of fallen Eve. So Joseph and the children that were born after their relationship, of course they had to love these children, and they were not interested in Jesus. So of course, that's one of the reasons why Jesus went the way of the cross, because Mary had new relationship with Joseph, and then this kind of situation happened. Do you understand? So Mary succeeded in the restoration of Eve, but she didn't do elder sonship or mother-son cooperation. She failed in those things. So if you look at all the central figures in the Bible, look at everyone up to Jesus, all these central figures, they all succeeded in restoration of Eve, mother-son cooperation, restoration of elder sonship. They all passed through that. In reality, so of course there are many other people in the Bible, but they're not explained that clearly. You know, there are many more generations, but not explained that clearly. So that's why I'm going to even give you one more example that is also in the Bible. Oh, sorry. I met someone in Korea. He was my teacher, and I asked him this question. Teacher, there's one thing I can't understand. Solomon and David, I can't understand them. How could David have Solomon? Who is the mother of Solomon? Who is the mother of Solomon? Bathsheba. Bathsheba? From the very beginning? Was she the wife of David? Whose wife was it? Uriah. So of course it was the servant. He was in the position of servant. This guy, Uriah. So of course he started in the position of servant, and then David took him. David killed him. Later he became one of the biggest generals for David, because David liked him. But later David killed him and then took the wife of David, of Uriah. And this, out of this relationship, Solomon came about. And I asked my teacher, no, but this is in the chart of Jesus' lineage. Then how could someone of that lineage come about? How could Jesus come from that kind of lineage? So if we remove the story of Solomon, can we have Jesus? He could not answer that. Why is that like that? I tell you, that's why Trufal is the Messiah. He can explain that. Everything before he could explain, even everything from the Old Testament, explain every central figure. No one else could. So look now carefully. So then Bathsheba was in the position of Eve. And Bathsheba was married with someone in the position of Satan, Uriah. Taken by in the position of Satan, Uriah. And she broke her ties with Uriah. And then in the reverse course, she was given to David. That is the providence of restoration, the reverse course. There's a lot I can speak like that about a few other people still in the lineage, but because of time, it's hard. If I speak about everyone that's in the lineage of Jesus, there is no time. Please. You have to believe through Father. Because even just through this, even just about this conversion of lineage, explanation of the reverse course, when he could through Father explain that, you can understand everything. In the Christian churches, even if you pray, even if you do anything, you will not understand this. It doesn't explain. It's really impossible to explain all that. How could Tamar have a relationship with her father-in-law? How could Uriah, the servant, be killed? Lucifer was a servant as well, same. And then, of course, Uriah was in the position of a servant to David. He was actually the servant of David. Then, of course, David took the wife of the servant. Really. It's very great content here. So next, let's go to the next thing. So our true father explain about the conversion of the lineage, about the restoration of Eve, and everything. And then now let's see how did true father's birth come about. Just like a true father, just like Jesus, we had Jesus could come about due to the three generations that actually succeeded, and then true father, the third Adam, he had the same kind of form. In the same kind of situation it happened. So because he has to create that kind of same similar situation also of restoration, he has to go through the restoration of all the things that came about just before. So I'm going to explain that now. Let me just explain how it came about. So I'm going to explain about Nam-pyeong clan, Moon clan. The ancestor. In Korea, there are three clans. Goguryeo, Silla, Baekje. These three kingdoms. And in these kingdoms, in the Silla land, he was born. Sorry, in the Baekje land he was born, in Baekje kingdom dynasty. If we look at it now, Baekje is Jeollado in Korea, and Silla is Gyeongsan-do. Goguryeo is Gangwon-do, Gangwon's city. This is the current geography. And this in Baekje dynasty, he was born. And there's a very interesting story there. One day, There was someone that was taking care of the area, a leader. He went to the river. And then he was hearing a sound from a baby crying somewhere. And then he could not understand where the noise was coming from. He looked there, right, left, over there. He couldn't see anything. So then he kept listening. And that baby was crying from that... It looked like he was crying from that stone. So he put a ladder. He climbed the rock. And then when he went there, there was a little door. When he opened, there was a writing there, Moon Am. And inside there was a baby that was crying. He was so excited. It was so exciting. He took that baby, and this Bekche leader took care of that child. But before they discovered that baby in the Bekche, before the Bekche leader discovered, the Shilla kingdom, the king was walking, and he had a very interesting experience. Three days before, this child was discovered in another country. He saw a blue cloud coming down, and falling down on the ground. He had such kind of experience. He was very surprised. He had such kind of experience. And then, the king of Shilla, he understood that there will be a very great... He got a revelation that a very great man would come about. And that person will not just be for Bekche, but he will not, or Shilla, he will be for someone that would, a very great man for the whole world. He had that kind of revelation. So the Shilla left his area, and then he went to the land of Bekche, where he saw that cloud fall. When he went there, he saw the leader of the Bekche that was taking care of this person, and he took that child and brought him to Shilla kingdom, and then he married that child with a princess. That's a very interesting story, because in Korea, the Bekche or Cholla-do and the Shilla or Gyeongsan-do area, even up to now, they're still fighting. they hate each other. What's the root of that? Because they stole the seed of the Messiah from them. So that's the seed of the Messiah was stolen from Gyeongsan-do to Cholla-do. From Cholla-do to Gyeongsan-do, sorry. So that's a very interesting story. Anyways, this Moon Da-song, that's the story of the ancestor Moon Da-song that was born. So of course, this baby there had no parent. So you can see that, his parent was God, and the rock stands for the word. The Chinese language there, Munam, represents the word. So then you can see already that so from the moon tradition, after this happened, there was a tradition in the family. And this is what they said. Can we read all together, please? If come to our house, sure to show you. There are eight different districts in Korea, but this is the only family that had this kind of tradition. So we warmly receive any beggar as a guest. So that started from the first ancestor of the Moon clan. So whether it's difficult people, poor people, beggar, they were giving them food. They're taking care of these people. It's just the Moon clan. From the first ancestor, you can see in the whole history that happened. Why do you think that happened? Because that's a very important thing. So Jesus, so what did Jesus do? Did he do spiritual salvation or physical salvation before he left? Spiritual, that's it. He just did spiritual salvation and he left. So for example, the third Adam, what does he have to do now? Things that Jesus could not do. The second Adam, he has to do. What is it? That's physical salvation as well. So of course, so that's again, it's like family restoration of salvation. Yeah? So these ancestors, so they started giving food to people who are poor because it was some kind of a tradition. It looks like they were actually saving people physically. So in this symbolically, they were doing so from you can see exactly that this Moon clan was already doing that, saving people symbolically, physically. So we as human beings, we have physical and spiritual, but we have to eat physical to be able to be alive. So of course, symbolically, this clan, all poor people, all difficult people who could not have any food, symbolically started the salvation of physically saving people. That's a very important content. Sorry if I tell everything, it's going to be very hard, but I'm just going to speak about a few people. I told you they said they did a lot of physical salvation and helping people. So then one of them was Moon Sunok, the great grandfather. Let's read this together, please. So that's it, the same thing. So if you give food to a person, any pond, you get blessings. So then a great historical figure shall be born from my descendant. So that's the kind of faith they had. That's the kind of tradition she had. Next, we have Mr. Moon Ji-guk, who's the grandfather. This person as well. I actually interviewed him. Oh, sorry, I didn't interview him. I interviewed someone that served him. I was looking at the ages there, 1870. So that was someone that was before I was born, actually. So they said that's one of the reasons, there's a big reason why I started studying this history of the church. Because when I did the... So I had to write a lot of essays when I was doing my Christian theology. So I had to compare religions. So then I studied about new religions as well. And so of course I had to go to Buddhism. There are so many new religions in Korea, actually. I have to go to them for 3 months. I have to feel, experience them 3-6 months sometimes to be able to write my essays. Or then after, of course, that's how I entered Tong Unification Church, to try them, because I knew it was a new place as well. Something that once you go in, you can't really go out. It was a sect. I heard about it. If I go there, you cannot go out again once you get there. I heard all these stories. So that we studied, I went in theology. It was a very scary place, that Unification Church. So I was even more interested now. So then I said, oh, I'm going to write just about the... I'm going to write about some thesis about it. Then I was there 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. These people were like, I was like... So everything that I wanted to know was cleared up. It was quite clear, I could understand. Then at that time, I started, I thought, oh, let me start researching now about this church. So then that's how I came in the church. Secondly, I needed to know if he was actually the Messiah. So if he's the Messiah, I need to know. So I needed to know that. So I was very, thinking a lot about it. I say, I need to... So before I choose, I didn't choose it very simply, the Unification Church. I said, if I go to this Unification Church, I will be able to give my whole life to it. And then also, I want to be in that church without any regret, even when I'm in the spirit world. So that's what I had, that kind of thought. So I was very crazy about faith. So I had that kind of idea. If I go there, that's what I should, I should know everything. You don't understand how I really disturbed many people. If I don't understand something, kick, I go to them. So in order to understand if the true father is the Messiah, I started the history of Unification Church studies. As a spy. I was like, I'm going to study a bit more about this. Why did I do that? So I was like, everywhere that True Father was, everywhere True Father went, whether it's Hanam Dong or anywhere, I'll go there with my little recorder, save it, take pictures, everything here I'm just recording. I try and listen to him, try and talk to him. I was like, I need to know if you are the Messiah before I join this church. That's So of course I started making lots of research about the history of the Unification, and I started knowing more about True Father's life. I was like, if after studying his history and knowing about him, I don't come with the conclusion that he's the Messiah, I will leave. So that's how I gave my life. And then from there, I started understanding True Father deeply, completely, rightly. I also had a lot of spiritual tests, and a lot of spiritual tests, and many experiences as well. And then once I got into the history, so then I can... Then of course I was like, oh, now I have all these details. I need to start being a pastor in the Unification Church. So then I went to the people, to Huk Sok Dong. And I started to... So of course, Huk Sok Dong was the third church at the time, and I decided, okay, let me teach that to the Unification Church members. Because I was like, I look young, yeah, but I'm over 50, guys. So of course, in Huk Sok Dong, I became I was a pastor. And then True Father came in my place twice in our church. When he came,
so
at that time in Korea, the national leaders was like what there was someone called Song Jo Hwang. Hwang So Jo, he said, come over here. He said, he told the national leader, oh, come over here. Now tell me about my, explain to the members about my life when I was young. Then this national leader started talking, and he talked for 20 minutes about the life of True Father. And then he spoke for 20 minutes. And then True Father just said, looked at Mr. Hwang and looked at him and said, who is the pastor here? And I said, it's me. He said, do you know anything? You're being a pastor, but do you know anything about my life? And I was like, I'm such kind of person that was actually hiding a recorder and listening to everything you're doing. Of course. I was even there for more than 10 years in the history department. I've studied your life. And he said, oh, really? Come and talk. So I was like, so I said, okay, my national leader spoke for 20 minutes, so I have to speak for 10 minutes. That's what he told us. So then I started about True Father's middle school life. And then instead of starting from middle school life, I started from when he was very young, a baby, up to now. And I because I had also interviewed inside members, and I had also interviewed others, and the different people, nearly outside members, most of the people that had actually lived and known True Father, his classmates, I had found them and had interviewed them also. So it was more than 240 people I met. So I started my story. So I just started my story about the different people and talking it. Because I was like, because even True Father's, about his own life, I wanted to know as well that, because it's True Father who is there, I needed to know exactly, if what my research as well were right. So of course, when I started speaking about True Father's middle school life, his mouth was opening up, his eyes were opening up, and he started laughing. And I was like, because it wasn't just something theological, but it was actually the stories of his life with his friends, I was saying. The different people, the different things they had said, how they had talked about True Father. Because I told him about his classmates and his friends, he was so happy. Because, of course, things that he had even forgotten, through me, he remembered and started laughing. So it was funny. So, he said, continue. So I continued. It was 40 minutes. He's like, continue. I said, I finished middle school life through Father. He said, okay. I said, shall I tell you then again from your birth till now? He said, yes, go ahead. So for 3 hours, I spoke about True Father's life. Actually, 3 hours and 47 minutes. I tried to reduce it, condense it, and I gave a lecture there. And True Father listened to everything and was so happy. He started laughing. He said, you are going to be the lecturer of my life. And that's the blessing he gave me. So even though I'm young, I'm here talking to you. Koshipen Marimnida. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, but this experience.
Okay, thank you.
When did you talk to Father?
It was 2001. It was just generally, yeah. In Hukseokdong Church. It was my third church that I was pastor of. I also had a lot of revelation. So I had at that time 37 people first. And then there was a very spiritual thing that happened, revival. And I got 300 and some expulsions, 380 people that came. So of course, everything is spiritual world. It's not revival doesn't happen by human beings. It's spiritual. It's through your conditions that you get the revival. Everything is spiritual. So normally in Chongbuk Palace, I want to do more witnessing and witness, because even though I had experience of talking to more than 800 people in my church, in the Christian churches, I really enjoyed this time. Ah, it became very long now. So of course the things I about the so even when I was telling True Father about his life of even with the interview of someone that met this person, he was very interested. So of course South Korea is very warm, but in winter North Korea is so cold. It's minus 30 degrees. That's how far the cold is in North Korea. So very poor people die because of they freeze and die. So the people who live in that kind of place during winter time for 3 months, because it was so cold, to live those 3 months of winter, they were poor, but the only way for them to live was to go towards the family of the True Father. Because if they go around that area, there's a big land, there's a lot of nice grass and area, very. And then, for example, farmers, they farm, and normally our main crop is rice. So of course, they don't use everything, even though they make all this rice, they harvest. So then they harvest bit by bit. Of course, they harvest and eat. This is the kind of thing they do. So of course, all because most of the people come to that area, and it's quite warm. There's a nice grazing, eating area, well, not grazing. So all the poor people also come, and it's because it's a big farm, so it's warm, and they don't die, so that's why they come. So secondly, if they go to that place, they get food for free. They know that. So of course, around that area, there's always like 10, 15 people living around. You know, just strolling around and living around there. And these people, they eat in True Father's. This we're talking about the ancestors now. So then they eat. They eat one. Of course, if you eat one free meal, you're all right. You eat it. It's fine. But then after 3 weeks, you start becoming a bit. You feel sorry, yeah. So of course, they know that they eat. 3 weeks, they've already eaten for 3 weeks, and they feel very sad, and they said, okay, I'm going to start cleaning a bit here, you know. So they clean the house. After 1 month, they are even more sorry that they're still, you know, having food for free. So they are even scared of opening the door to enter. They just glance, open the door a bit, they put their head in, remove their head, put their head in, remove their head. That's the kind of thing they were doing. Because, you know, their conscience, they want to go in, but they don't have strength because of, you know. So, of course, this Moon Ji-guk, grandfather. Of course, the wife gets the meal ready for him. And this, his habit is, before he eats, he opens the window to check. He check if people around living around his house have eaten. So, of course, when he puts his head out, what does he see? He sees people trying to pop in, pop out, pop in, pop out. That's the kind of the thing he sees. Then what does he tell his wife? Go and give your food to the people out there. So he says like 3 times. And if she doesn't, then all the food that was given to him by his wife, he just goes and puts it there and give it to them to eat. So then the wife, this is not the job of 1 or 2 days, because it's something that she has to get ready to every day. She feels a bit, you know, like I have to give to everyone. What's this? It's a hard job. So of course, her whole job, there are some days she wants to die, you know. She's like, oh, it's too much. But her husband will not eat if the people outside don't eat. So because she has, if she wants her husband to eat and leave, she has not her husband first. She has to feed the people outside first. That's the kind of life it was. That kind of situation. That's how the Moon Ji Kuk, the Moon clan actually kept that kind of tradition. They would rather starve themselves physically to be able to save people physically. So, how is the time? So this is Nampyong Moon. Moon. So there's another grand uncle as well, Moon Yoon Guk. Then this person, True Father speaks a lot about. He was a pastor, but he did a lot of independence movement. He worked a lot. This person, the reason why he became a pastor actually was because he received a revelation. In your clan, the Messiah will come. So, become a pastor. So that's how he became a pastor. Next. So this Moon Kyung Yu, father. If I want to finish this this slides, I will have it will go till 10:30. Is that okay?
Yes.
Are you okay with that? It's 10:30. So sorry, sir. I've just added 30 minutes to your time. I'm sorry about that. So Moon Guk Yong, what the kind of person he was? The father is, he's the father of father, yeah? So he was always having his hand like this. Always the fist was closed. And his friends were like, do you have a problem with your hand? Why don't you open your hand? That's what his friends were asking. This is what he said. He would never answer. Because he knew he was the father of the Messiah. And then he told his wife, I cannot show my hand to another person, because in my hand there's a drawing of a child that will say a joke of a world leader in my hand. The picture of a world leader is drawn. So he kept his hand closed all the time because he had received the revelation. So he was a very good speaker actually. So, but as soon as father was conceived, he could not talk anymore. He only spoke 2 words. If they say, "Do you want to eat? Did you eat?" He said, "Mm-hmm. Are you okay? All right." You know, just he would not speak. His talkative spirit left. He just spoke 1 or 2 words. So. It was again just like the time when Zachariah had conceived Jesus, when he had lost his voice. So once after he conceived Jesus, he had the same kind of thing happen to him. After he conceived True Father. He was in the same. So just like Zachariah had conceived Jesus, he had the same kind of experience as well when he conceived the true father. Next, we have Chungmonim. She's the highlight at the moment, actually. This person has to actually do the restoration of Eve. She has to restoration of her father, of her elder sonship and mother son cooperation, all that. This person is this person has got the faith of our true father. So she has got the faith of the whole history. So did you think she succeeded? Let's see the next one. She succeeded the eldest brother. I interviewed some cousins of our true father, and there was someone called Moon Yeon-soo, and he was before true father was born. He knew who true father was. He knew who his brother was. He was that kind of person from the time that true father was conceived. So when true father was born, if true father said die, he would be ready to die. That was the kind of person. He would give his life. He was completely one with our true father. That's the kind of person this Moon Yeon-soo was. So actually, he actually succeeded with the elder sonship succeed because he received the revelation. He knew exactly what's going to happen, the prophecy. Well, so because he was that kind of person, he knew exactly who true father was completely. Go back in front, yeah. So of course, she succeeded with the elder son relationship because this Moon Yeon-soo knows exactly the relationship. So then when true father went over six times in the prison, when he was there in the third time, before North Korea of North and South Korea were divided, everywhere to where true father was, Chungmonim was together with him, his mother. So that is actually the success of mother-son cooperation. So this person, how did she actually succeed with the restoration of Eve? This is a very interesting thing. You can't even see that in the books of a true father. You can't see that. This person, there was only one person, the daughter of her sister, nephew, niece, sorry, Kim Mae-hwa. She saved Kim Mae-hwa. So through so God, you can feel that God always keeps one person alive for to tell the secret of history. Kim Mae-hwa was someone that actually loved Chungmonim very much, and Chungmonim loved her a lot as the niece. So they were sleeping together, they were eating together, they had a very long life together. So Chungmonim, so she knew everything about and everything and all the stories about Chungmonim, and this Kim Mae-hwa is the person that knew everything about Chungmonim. So I actually managed to interview her, and that's a very interesting thing I discovered. When Chungmonim was 7, she had a revelation from spirit world, a prophecy. She said the person that will come out of your womb cannot get... Oh, sorry, you cannot marry anyone. You cannot marry anyone from... you have to marry only the person that I will show you. So until that person comes about, you cannot get married. That's the kind of revelation she had. So of course, this Chungmuni never married then for a long time. So at that time, Korean girls, do you know at what time they were getting married? They were at like 12 years, from 12 to 15, around that time they would get married. Why? Because the Chinese people used to come a lot to Korea. And then they would take the girls and go to their country with it. So of course, if you are married, then they don't take you. So then of course they take only the virgins away, or the free girls. So of course, if you don't get married quickly, you could be taken away by the Chinese. So of course, that would be a big pain we have in Korea, in the history of Korea. Secondly, Japan had for 40 years was dominating Korea. And then these Japanese soldiers would take those girls as well. But they would not take the ones that were married. So of course, that's one of the reasons why the girls were marrying very quickly. So when you were 16 or 17, you are like an old lady. That's how you're seen. So because of that kind of pain, people married quickly, because of that kind of history. So when she was, but when she received such a revelation at 7, that she cannot marry anyone except the person that, you know, she will see. When she was 15, the parents were making her meet with many people, many men. They were matching her, with many men. But she only had to refuse because she's like, I got the revelation. So everything she was refusing. But when she got 16, then of course she could not even listen more to her parents. So then because she could not refuse her parents now when she was 16, she had to be engaged by this person, with this person. Then when they got engaged, so when you get engaged, you don't start family life immediately. What you do is for 40 days, between 40 to 100 days, you have to go to the man's house and study. You know, practice really to be a woman. So, and then after you practice very well to be a good woman, then you get married. That was the tradition at the time. So this time, she was forced. Because she was forced, at this time she just forcefully got engaged, and she went to the man's house. And then she for 3 days she looked at the guy, in crying. I'm so sorry. I cannot marry you. If I marry you, it will be very terrible for a lot of people. Do you know how much difficulties you will have if I marry you? Because I'm a girl that received the revelation. I cannot do anything. She was going on her knees and begging. And this guy had to listen to that, and he had to listen to her, and he let her run away. And that was actually the restoration of Eve. So it was already in the engagement period, she broke ties with Satan and ran away. So, she of course, after 16 years, through father, the Moon Gunyoung came about, and through father's, and then she got the revelation, that's the person you got to marry. And that was the restoration of Eve, and the mother-son relationship, as well as cooperation between mother and son, and the elder sonship was restored. So then when the second time true father came to Hoksodong, I asked him, do you know how Chungmunim succeeded in mother, son, in Resurrection of Eve? I asked through Father. I said, I've made interview, and this is what I discovered. Is that true? And true Father looked at me. He just looked at me like that. You searched up to there? You made such kind of research? Wow. So you know the providence. Let's clap for him. Kang, kang, kang. The people I interviewed. After the people I interviewed, 3 years later, most of them died. 90%. So of course, I have them in recordings. In history, when even if you think someone is the Messiah, if you have no proof, then you cannot say that's the Messiah. So through the, because I did a history, I did a Christian theology, I said, oh, I also studied that kind of history of the church, but he didn't know at the time. So of course, I didn't even know I would be able to come here to speak such kind of things that today, in the past. I didn't think like that. So anyways, she succeeded all this. That's the kind of person she is. So, and it's not much time, but I want to tell you one more thing about Chungmunim. Yeah, she has one difference between her and Maria. So Maria has to help the Messiah Jesus, has to help the Messiah Jesus get married. You don't just go to, don't just do those three things of restoration of Eve and mother-son cooperation. She has to also send her son to the marriage. So that's why she succeeded. But Jesus was not sent on marriage. He wasn't married. Yeah? But Chungmunim managed to send him to, managed to make our true father get married. Who was it? It's the mother of Song Jinim. Jeshi. She received the revelation. She received the revelation of who the wife is going to be, and they match. She matched them. So then, so of course everything was. She arranged everything, and then she made in such a way up to the level where they got married. And then that's why she could get the name Chungmunim. So then there's the first mother. There's a second mother as well, Shichemani. And then there's the mother of now, the true mother. You probably think a lot about that. What's that about? So I did. I'm the only person that could interview Sun Jin's mother, and I did it. I managed to interview her. She also received revelation. But there are two things that she did not succeed. Firstly, she was very sad about certain things. One of the things, in 1946, true father went to North Korea, and then he crossed the 30th parallel, and then because of that he could not go to South Korea. But through Sun Jin's mother, she had a child, Sun Jin Nim. And it was just a new child, new baby born. And that child, that child was born, and true father could not even come back because that North Korea had become communist. So he crossed the parallel. So Song Jin Lim's mother was very sick. She had no husband at the time because he had crossed the 30th parallel, and she was sick. She couldn't take care of Song Jin Lim. At that time, she had a new mother. Then so she called Chin Cheng mother. And then in this cold winter, she got her birth mother. So because she it was so poor at the time and so cold, she had to give only the food to her children. She could not eat at that time. So of course she was her own mother was dying like that, because her own mother, when she sees her own mother die, she had a hand which is like a resentment, because her true father was in such a situation. He was away, and he was in a position where he couldn't come back to North Korea, and so she started to have some kind of hate. And the second thing, there was the 1950 Korean War, and then true father in North Korea, Hungnam, he was brought to Busan, and then Sunjin's mother found him, and true mother and she came, Sunjin's mother, and she met him there in one of the first churches. But she brought Song Jin Lim to him, and she thought that he will, you know, hug her back. But true father did not hug her. Why? Because he was crying, but he could not hug her, because he could not hug the child, because. Because it was, he had to be there. He had to complete. He has to continue with some kind of. He had a reason to go and work for God. And before he had succeeded in all that, he could not hug his own little baby, because he has to also restore the Cain world first. Before, even if you have your own child. So he understand the parental heart, but at the same time he has to have a parental heart towards the Cain world. So that's one of the situation, the first and the second, because he didn't hug his child, so her heart went really down. At that time. The pastor of Yongnak Church, his name was Han Kyung-jin. He was a friend that had lived together with True Father in Chongju. And this friend, he was pastor as well. He saw Song Jin Lim's mother had two brothers, two elder brothers. And this elder brothers went to this friend of True Father, who is a pastor, and then they were blessed by him. He said to them, oh, I know them. I know our True Father. I know him from very young age. We're together. So I was together with him. He's not the Messiah. He went and told that to this two elder brothers. And then, of course, it was exactly the situation of John the Baptist, who did not recognize Jesus. And so they came back to, they said to him, bring our daughter, divorce our daughter, because they had such kind of, divorce our sister, sorry. But the true father didn't want to divorce. But true father, in 1950, during Yeonde, after the Yeonde situation, he was caught, and the Yeonnak Church is a big church, There are over 10,000 people there, and there are even lawyers there, and very important people, high-class people. So they forced, they had the power to be able to enter the prison, and then they forced him to divorce. And then true father did not want to. So the people who were making conditions. You didn't teach us why Jesus died. You just told us that Jesus died because he did not have a family. You, this is the early church members talking to him. You have to save the humanity. You have to show the model. Are you not the Messiah? This is a kind of question the early church members were saying. So they said, God, come on, marry again. You have to marry quick. But True Father waited for 7 years. And then when Son Jinim's mother died, he married when Son Jinim's mother didn't return, he married. And then he married Shin Jinim's mom. So because I interviewed, I know this. I can't explain exactly how I interviewed everyone because of the time, how I got to them. The second mother is Shin Jin's mother. And what kind of person is she? Because the first mother had failed. When I went to interview her, the first time I met her, I was like, oh, she's a really warm person. When I was sleeping for three nights around her place, it's the first time she refused. I kept asking. I kept praying. Then after 3 days, I've come back. I ask again. And then later, after three times, I asked her. So even before, of course, the True Father said to me, tell them everything. That's why I'm even here speaking to you. So this person I met is a very nice, warm person. The first time she met True Father, she told True Father. Father told her, you are chosen, but there's a condition. You are in the position of like a Moses mother. So you have to kind of go through this providence with me. That's why you're getting married. So he asked her three times, will you be able to do it? So of course the first time she could not say yes. So first she prayed, and then True Father, and then God talked to her, and then she to get married. And what was the condition? It was because my first wife failed. You have to first you have to give birth to a child, then we can marry. The second thing is, when you give the child, when the child is delivered, it wouldn't be here. It would have to be another country. They have to be born in another country, and then you have to come back. And then, according to these commandments, she accepted, and she went away when she was pregnant. She went to Japan. Because at that time, Japan was in Korea. It was very hard for them to move around. So she actually managed to get there. Once she got there, she gave a birth of Shin Jinim. Then when she went there, she was pregnant, and she was going there illegally. She was going there illegally. She had no children, nothing. And then, of course, when she comes back, it will be very hard. First, she has a child. Secondly, she has no passport or visa. It was so hard. So because there are so many people checking that line, you know, between Korea and Japan, it would be so hard to come back. So of course, in the immigration, because she could not really speak Japanese, you know, there was one person that could speak Korean, and that person understood her, but they had a relationship together. And then she told that person, "I have to be able to." She told the person, "I have to go back to Korea with my child. Please help me make a visa." You know. Then the guy said, "Okay, that's fine." And she was so happy. And then the guy came. She knew that she would be able to go to Korea with the visa, with her child. She was waiting in such a happy mood. But that guy came to her and raped her. So he raped her. So then, of course, she could not continue the mission of Eve. So she wrote a letter to True Father in tears. She wanted to die, she said. So I'm going to send Shinji-nim to Korea, but I'm not coming. When True Father received the letter, his hands were shaking. He said, but then the letter is Kim Yong-hee.
He said,
he said to her, Kim Yong-hee, whatever happens, you have to come back. I'm going to help you to be restored. Come back. I'm going to help you. And we're going to go through all this. I know this very well. Because she knew herself. She said, if she stayed as the wife of True Father, the providence would be more prolonged and there, because they have to do some more restoration. She felt like that. So I spoke to her for 3 days, and for me, my mind was also, my heart was beating so fast, and I also was feeling very heavy. So she blocked all her connection with True Father, and she went to the mountains, and just stayed to the fruits. She was just eating like fruits, and she was in the mountains, just like a beggar. She lived, and even after that, she didn't come back to Korea. The True Father then waited another for 7 years. And then, of course, he said, but of course, again, the members were saying, you have to marry. The things will change. You are getting old. And it's very important that you get married as soon as possible, because if not, it will not happen. You will not be able to restore what Jesus couldn't. So he waited for another 7 years, and then he found True Mother. So after Han Hak-chak were married and together with her True Father, she didn't go. She wanted so much to go and see True Father, but she didn't go. But when Ye Jinim, the first child of True Mother, was born, and when True Mother was well settled, then she came to see them. And she came down to them, and she came down to Han Nam-dong, sat in the back in a prayerful mind, and then was listening in Han Nam-dong. She understood True Father's heart. And she went to Cheongjong Palace as well. She also prays. And of course, her body is very hard. She's in Cheongshim Hospital now. We don't even know when she's going to die, but she's there because she's very old. So the first, second, had mothers went through some experiences that, you know, that we couldn't explain before. We don't understand. Very difficult situation. So Songjin-nim's so Dongsun-nim, the mother, the daughter-in-law, Dongsun spoke to her and said, "Bring everything that true that I gave you, that your mother gave you." So of course every festival, every feast, this mother, she gives something to true mother. She holds. So then true mother goes there to Songjin-nim's, holding to Songjin-nim's mother's hand, and prays with her. So of course, our true mother, Hanak-chan, is really very great person. In this kind of situation, when, for example, the mother of Songjin-nim died, the Songjin-nim's mom said, mother, Hanak-chan mother, because you are there, the restoration of the humanity is possible. So that's how she actually confessed her last words. So that's Songjin-nim's mother. So the first and second. So that was, of course, she lived with our true parents, you know, and spoke like that, confessed before she left. So if you don't know history, if you don't know the truth, it's terrible. So this is now the time now. So because the era has arrived where we need to know the truth. That's why we're here. So without Chungmunim, those things would not have happened. So in the life of Chungmunim, and then this is the way we can understand the Chungmunim's successes. I'll speak up to here today, and let me pray. Most beloved Heavenly Father, today, here in Sweden, well, firstly in Stockholm, we have spoken about our true father's history life. We've spoken to the members, Heavenly Father, and we thank you that you could have a special time with us today, Heavenly Father. It's a very short time, but we could be able to talk a lot and speak this, Heavenly Father. Father, thank you so much, because in this history, we can learn about the life of our true father, the Messiah, about the Messiah, Heavenly Father, about the conversion of the lineage, about the victories that had to be done for the Messiah to be able to come about. Heavenly Father, we understood this today. We understand as well about how you have worked for the first Adam, second Adam, Heavenly Father, and how even the third Adam could come as a direct son of you, Heavenly Father, chosen by you. Thank you for helping us understand this in our hearts, Heavenly Father, for the whole lineage, to be able to understand the conversion of the lineage, Heavenly Father. We're very grateful. We have to be able to know this and live in that way, Heavenly Father. We're in front of our true Father that's now with us. We thank you. I pray this in my name. Adieu.
Thank you. Som jag tror jag redan snackade om, nej det var bara idag förresten, som Lindex nu upp, jag har sagt att de ska ta bort de här kläderna. Och det är så fult, för att jag minns när jag flyttade till Stockholm 2005, då fanns fortfarande en strand.